forever. Dog.
From the spacious Forever Dog Studios in Los Angeles, California, and the satellite Forever Dog Studios in Baltimore, Maryland, this is and here's your host, Eric and Dan.
Wow, wow, wow. Thank you so much for listening to Groomzilla.
Hello, Eric. Hello, hey, wetheads. How are you?
Hi, Dan.
Good week to you all. Hi, Eric. How are you?
Hi.
Hey.
Hi. I'm good. I'm really good.
You look fetching.
I feel good about myself and my outfit right now.
I like that sweater. I was going to say something earlier. I didn't, but I like that sweater.
Well, you said it now, Dan, and now you've made my day. So I hope you're happy with yourself.
I'm glad you went. Maybe we'll take a picture of this sweater. Yeah, it's a beautiful orange. What do you call that? Like a native style? I'd call it neo-native.
Neo-native. It's Lucky Brand Jeans.
Okay.
It's like some sort of woven thing. I just threw it on. I don't know. I don't want to. It's just something I threw on.
Yeah, well, you're pulling it off.
I was in a rush.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to get down to the market before all the good pastas were gone.
Oh, okay. You're cooking pasta tonight?
That's not a real thing.
Oh, I'm sorry. I totally.
No, I've been immobile because I sprained my ankle.
That's right. Yeah, playing ball?
Yeah, I was hooping and I sprained my ankle. So I've just been a big, dumb, fat, ugly whale sitting here.
Come on.
For like a week, looking all ugly, blowharding it up.
Hey, you're beached boy.
Farting.
You're a beach.
Farting. Farting into the wind.
Oh boy. Well, it's better than in some stale air. Well, how are you feeling now, though? You feeling better?
I'm up and about.
Yeah, icing
I'm up
it?
And about.
You doing the ice?
I've been icing it. Oh yeah, okay. Icing it. It's not broken. I thought I broke it. Got an X-ray.
Oh wow, serious sprain.
Yeah, it hurt. It hurt a lot. It came at a real tough time because I was just getting in there at YMCA. We were like really doing it. We were trying to go a couple of days a week.
Uh huh.
It's my own fault. It was a wake up call. I'm glad this happened. It's been a blessing because I was just right. I mean, like, it was frustrating because I was like just starting to get in there and like, you know, it sucks to go down like that, but.
Right.
I'm listening to my body now. I got to slow down.
That's important.
I got to focus.
Mm-hmm.
Out here playing basketball, thinking about, you know, movie deals and all the scripts.
Yeah.
Characters, the podcast.
Right.
Thinking about all these things, a lot of balls in the air.
Yeah. Okay. So
I'm not 19 anymore. I can't just run out there.
What are you, 20?
Dunking on people.
Yeah.
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 26.
Yeah. So you got to start focusing. What were you doing to sprain your ankle? Were you crashing the boards? Were you driving the lane?
I went up for a block.
Mm.
I didn't close out properly. I went out flying in to block a shot.
Uh-huh.
And, came down. Oof. With my whole body weight right down on the side of my ankle.
Oof.
Heard it crack.
Really?
Yeah, I heard it like a loud cracking noise, but I think it was just, I don't know what it was. That's why I thought I broke it. It hurt so bad.
Oh, boy.
I was yelling.
Were you rolling around? Was it a...
Rolling around. Everybody was like, what is this? What is this guy, dead? Is this guy dead? Can we get this guy an Emmy? Can we get this guy an Emmy? Screaming. I think I screamed like, ah, fuck. I think they were... I was like, oh, God. Oh, fuck.
Oh, that sounds pretty rough. That sounds pretty rough to be at the YMCA.
Picture it on a Monday morning Monday around noon,
mm-hmm.
in an empty gym. So it kind of echoed,
uh-huh.
reverberated. And there was like.
Do you want to give it to us clean and then we can have Protege Sarche put an echo effect on it to really feel like we're in a gymnasium? Maybe like a few dribbles of a basketball. Let's get it clean. So you do that.
Oh, no. Oh, fuck. My ankle. My ankle. Oh, fuck.
Okay. And then we'll leave it in the trusting hands of Alex Sarche. He'll put in maybe a crack for the ankle. Maybe a few. I want
Protege Sarchet Productions.
I want some sneaker squeaks, you know, and a little dribble of the basketball if you can pull that off. That's
good. Oh man, I just got such a good. I just had a really good solid high five. Uh-huh. Nothing better when you have a solid high five with a stranger. You know, right. Have you ever had that boy? Yeah,
of course, man. I know how to high five sometimes. Yeah,
but a stranger.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
You know.
Yeah. A few Dodger games. You know, something great happens.
Oh yeah.
Just.
Oh man. Oh yeah.
Everybody around was, you.
Yeah. I was watching opening day in Dodger Stadium, and there were so many good strangers high fiving each other. And
that was a dinger. That was a dinger day. A lot of high fives.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Eric, I'm looking at the time. I don't know what time you got there in the satellite, Forever Dog.
Is it NUP news at 9?
It's time for the nuptial news at 9. Let's open that up. It's the nuptial news at 9 with Dan and Eric. As always, get wet, stay wet, and listen to the nuptial news on the nuptial news at 9 on the 9. It's going to make it a better experience for you, Eric.
Yeah, Dan.
Did you know it's finally legal to have sex outside of marriage in Utah?
Thank God, finally.
Did you know it was illegal to have sex outside of marriage in Utah?
No, I just assume Utah just has a bunch of dumb shit like that, though.
I feel like we were just talking about Utah, but now, under previous law in Utah, which passed in 1973, sex outside of marriage was considered Class B misdemeanor. It was punishable by up to 6 months in jail or a maximum fine of $1,000. No more.
Good Lord. Get over it, dude. You know what my favorite thing about Utah is? Besides that friend of the podcast, Barbara Gray, is from there.
Right. And it's a beautiful state.
Is when we got an Airbnb for our 1 year wedding anniversary, the Airbnb host, uh-huh, they had this beautiful dog named Utah.
Oh, was that?
And the dog, and they fed the dog named Utah. It was a beautiful black German Shepherd. It was all shiny.
Uh-huh. Great coat.
And they were Russian. The people were Russian. And so they fed the dog borscht.
Wow. Stay away from that.
So that's my favorite thing about Utah.
Okay, not in Utah was named Utah?
A dog named Utah, living in Maryland.
Okay. I'll just say I like Johnny Utah from that Keanu Reeves
Utah
film.
Give it two. Ooh, that's pretty good. Save that.
Hold on. We just opened up a First Impressions. That was Gary Busey from Point Break.
I think first thought, best thought with me. I get in trouble when I get too into my head about stuff.
You're an instinctual guy.
Yeah. So if you just yell out something and I'll just come back.
Yeah. Do you want to do it one more time or are you done? You want to do it one more time?
Let's try one.
Okay. Go for it.
Yell out a name.
Oh, I want you to do Gary Busey. You want me to come up with a new name? Okay.
I already did that one.
Okay. Well, this will tie in. We are officially in bracketed into First Impressions within of Nuptial News at 9, just so everybody knows. I think Alec already opened it up with the music.
He's loose. He's laid it down.
Eric, this one's going to tie into another Nuptial News segment, but I'm just going to throw one at you if you're ready.
Hit me with it. And I'm going to come immediately back with an impression right away.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Nick Cage.
Oh, I'm so happy for you.
Yeah. 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 Yes, I'll accept it. That was you.
Nick Cage at a wedding. Yeah, and every impression is going to be that person at a wedding.
Okay, well, that ties into the nuptial news story for this week. The next one we got from Us Weekly. Nicolas Cage. He got married recently. I didn't know this, but Nicolas Cage claims he was too drunk to quote understand his wedding to Erica Koike.
Uh oh.
Nick Cage claims he was too drunk to understand his wedding to Erica Koike. He's filed for an annulment.
That's a huge bummer.
Well, they, according to court documents obtained by Us Weekly, the 55-year-old actor, quote, lacked understanding of his actions in marrying Koike to the extent that he was incapable of agreeing to the marriage. Prior to obtaining a marriage license and participating in marriage ceremony, they were both drinking to the point of intoxication.
All right. Easy come, easy go.
The paper alleged that as a result of his intoxication, when Koike suggested to Cage that they should marry, he reacted on impulse and without the ability to recognize or fully understand.
Okay.
So he filed for annulment a couple days later.
No harm, no foul.
Yeah. Well, listen to this. Listen to this.
Okay. I'm listening, Dan.
Okay. Listen, boy.
I like it when you talk to me like that. I do.
Where is that? They were apparently where'd that quote go? Hold for edit. She was apparently didn't disclose her criminal past as well. So they've been dating for a while.
How old is she? 19?
It doesn't say how old Koike is. She's a former makeup artist. They've been dating for about a year. They got married a couple weeks ago.
Past.
Hmm.
Well, okay. There you go.
Also, Nick Cage's son. Let's not forget his son is named Kal-El after Superman. What else we got? What else we got in the news? Oh, this is fun. Bride in bikini and groom in overalls roll in mud to end Florida wedding.
Oh, that's really fun. That's visceral. That is beautiful.
You know what? This headline, I feel like this headline is set up to make fun of these people, but
I think that's awesome.
I found it very cute. So it's a tattooed bride in a bikini and mm-hmm. her groom in overalls, no shirt. They're getting married. This is a video we'll share on the socials. They're getting married in the back of a pickup truck. Okay.
Okay. That's cute.
The ceremony was held at Redneck Mud Park.
That's a fun name.
And the mud was put to good use. After tying the knot, the groom carried his new wife over to a wet, muddy field and kissed her and set her down in the muck.
What are the odds that the wedding cake was a Confederate flag cake?
Yeah. Pretty good. I'd say pretty good.
But the mud
good.
Is fun.
Yeah.
But the mud's fun.
I like how they make their sort of their it's like weird rite of passage that, and now we dip the bride in the
That's
mud.
That's what I mean. It's like a real, I want to like, where I want weddings to go is like a real, like a visceral representation of like what's happening. And that is like,
yeah,
that's fun. Yeah. Like we're going to fucking, let's have a roll in the mud, you know, for life, dude. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. That's pretty good. That's all I got for the NUP news, unless you have anything else. You had some entertainment news.
I wanted to just say it's news to me. I didn't know that Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner, Sansa Stark, are getting married. So that was news to me. Sure. I didn't know that.
Sure.
After Priyanka Chopra and Nick Jonas got married, so now it's Joe Jonas. And in reading here, it says Jonas revealed to James Corden that his brother's weddings taught him what not to do on his big day. Dishing that, just spilling the tea on Corden.
Yeah.
English tea.
Yep.
And unlike his brothers, he plans on keeping the ceremony on the down low.
Yeah. Well, we talked about his brother. Was it Nick who married Priyanka? Something like that?
Just said that. Yeah. Nick Jonas. Yeah.
Sorry, I'm not listening. They had like 27 different ceremonies or something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
They it was like
that was like a cultural thing. That was a cultural thing. That was a different thing.
I think they went a little, as the kids say, extra, even past the cultural thing.
I don't know. I mean, the wedding planners were Mumbai based, so
okay.
It's just a different. They just had a different wedding.
Eric,
Yeah.
Do you watch Game of Thrones?
Oh yeah, baby! I can't wait.
Can you give me? Can I pull out another first impression off the cuff?
Hold on. I got to center myself. I got to go down to zero. It takes a lot out of me when I do these.
Dial it. So I'm going to throw you a character from Game of Thrones.
It's like Harry Houdini. It's like if you punch me in the stomach and I don't know you're going to do it, you can do it as long as I know you're doing it. I might die.
And now, so this is a character, and they're always at a wedding, right? The impressions you do, they're always at a wedding?
Well, if it's a Game of Thrones one, you know what you know.
Yeah.
Weddings are a different story, Game of Thrones.
Well, I'm just clarifying that this character will be at the wedding that you do the impression of. Okay. Yeah. All right. You ready?
Yeah.
Give me Catelyn Stark.
I'm so happy for you.
Okay.
I forgot what she sounded like. She died so long ago.
Yeah. I was hoping for a scream of agony while she was being murdered. How about this one? How about Joffrey Baratheon?
You married? No.
Okay. All right. No. We better.
Am I losing it?
We better close
it. I'm losing it a little bit. I don't remember what he sounded like either.
Um.
Oh. married.
I'll do my impression of Joffrey Baratheon at a wedding.
What is it?
Here it goes.
Okay. Oh, there it is. Oh, yeah.
That's how he died.
He's turning violet, Violet.
That's good. All right, let's close up both first impressions first. Close that up, okay? It's closed. And now we'll close up the nuptial news at 9, if we can. That was the nuptial news at 9 with Dan and Eric. All right. In studio today, previous guest, old friend of the pod, my good friend and yours, Colin McCormick.
A rambler, a stambler.
A troubadour and a troublemaker.
A midnight troubadour on a dawn. Yeah. The Tom Waits of Los Feliz.
Sure. Yeah. The Lyle Lovett of the left side.
The Paul Simon of one bedroom apartments.
The Tom Skerritt of my heart. That didn't make any sense.
Who's that?
It's an actor from the 80s. Colin McCormick, this week's batch catch of the week, coming up after the break. Thanks for listening. This is Groomzilla's. Welcome back to Groomzilla's. We're in the spacious Forever Dog Studios with Colin McCormick. He played us in. We're going to play that again, though, like a full.
Oh, you were taking that. I thought I was warming up.
You were warming
up. What is that, John Bryan? Who was that?
That's Death Cab for Cutie. I don't know if that's not cool anymore.
Well,
I'm getting old. It was a beautiful song. It was a beautiful song.
And it will be a beautiful song later. Stick around. Colin McCormick going to perform in studio. He's a musician. We're taking full advantage.
Colin. Is that going to work? Does that play? Does that play?
Your accent?
Yeah.
It's not authentic.
It's pretty good. Oh, okay. We were just talking about this. Colin, welcome back to the show. You've been on the show before. If you'll give me 1 second, I want to briefly bring in Protégé Sarché to do his Cornwall British impression real quick if we can.
Oh, very cool.
Just because he was doing it 5 minutes ago. This is Protégé Sarché. Get in here, buddy.
That's right. I've got to find a live mic in it.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
You've got to find a mic that's on, don't I?
Now, Eric, you talk to Protégé in your British accents and we'll see what happens.
Hello there.
Alec, can you hear me? Hello, Alec.
Are you coming in nice and tight, Eric? I'm hearing you hot. I'm hearing you hot as a Scottish hen pie.
There it is.
Hot as a full English. Okay. What's that, Eric? What are you saying?
Oh, that's the mother's tongue there.
The Queen's English in it.
Yes.
The mother.
Yes.
I call the Queen my mother.
Beautiful. I love American rock and roll. That's right, one thing
everyone.
About me.
Rock and roll.
I love American rock and roll.
Protégé Sarché with such a great, beautiful Cornwall impression.
I feel like I'm across the pond. I'm in
mine's
the
like
country.
A North London. Mine's like a North London.
Mine. I don't have any. Mine's Dick Van Dyke from Mary Poppins.
I was trying to do an impression of the dude that hosts the Beats, like the Apple Beats One radio show, Zane something. It's like a one guy. We'll look it up.
We'll look it up.
It's a British guy. He's like, oh, yeah. I don't even think he sounds like that.
Is he even British?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Welcome back, Colin. How are you this fine afternoon here in Los Angeles?
I am hot. It is hot. Spring has sprung.
Oh, yeah. It's warm outside. How are you doing in Balltown? Oh, cold.
Okay. I got my beanie. I got my sweater. It's sunny, but it's still a little chilly, but it's sunny. At least it's sunny. I think it's going to warm up here in a couple of days. I'm going to New York. Should be warm there this week a little bit.
I hope so. Yeah. You're not hot in the spacious Forever Dog Studios right now, are you, Colin?
Well, it's a little warm, but I can't do anything about that.
Colin. We love Colin, don't we, Dan?
I'm sorry.
I like to get him a little sweaty.
I tend to run a little hot.
Yeah, I run hot too, Eric.
Yeah,
does that make sense?
Are you hydrated?
Ooh, good question.
Thank you.
Yeah, I can't recall the last drink of water that I had.
Let's water. We're going to water Colin down. We're going to water Colin down.
The last
then,
drink of water you had.
Well, I mean, can
Jesus
you?
Jesus Christ.
I'm drinking Colin. Water right
That's
now.
That's true. Okay.
What do you mean, can you? Yes.
Is he doing the drink?
What do you have? I drink water constantly all day.
I don't think I need a ledger to remember the last time I had a drink of water.
No, I just keep drinking water.
I may have had a drink of water and didn't log it in my memory as something I needed to come
back
to.
I'll take that.
Okay, we'll let you slide by.
Now, I want to pitch you as the perfect wedding ceremony troubadour.
Wow. Okay.
I agree.
I want to fucking blast your, I think because you people need to hear your voice.
Oh, okay. Sure.
You have a great there. Thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you
Alex.
So and your much,
hair. Delivered a small
Alec,
glass.
And your hair looks so good. Can we?
It's getting long. Alex, sound tech Alec, producer Alex, protege Shark. I can't say the protege Shark. Your hair's getting long and wild.
Yeah.
What is it? Protege yeah. what?
Well,
protégé
his name Sarge. Is Alec Sarche.
Sarche.
And we do a segment on the show called Protege Sarche.
Protege! Protege Sarche!
Yeah. It's not open yet, though. We opened it probably at the top of the show.
Is that like celebrate?
Exactly.
Is it?
I mean, no, not it was celebrate. Close.
What, yeah. It is a
Protege!
Yeah. No, it's another song. It's your aping.
Holiday.
Holiday.
Madonna. That's like. Because we do the other one. The other one I do is for a commercial world.
That is two Madonna songs for, that we have for intros. I never yeah. realized that before.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to introduce a new segment to tack one on for like a prayer.
Okay.
Ooh.
Okay.
That's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Growing up, I would see that music video just to date myself a little bit.
Stop here. Dating yourself, Colin. Branch out.
I have no one else.
Date other
Colin,
people.
Colin, that music video is super famous, and it was in a Pepsi commercial.
The music video?
Yeah.
Well, that's a choice. It's the choice of a new generation, Eric.
Yeah.
That generation is now aging.
That's an old generation.
The choice of a balding generation.
Yeah, but your voice. I'll stop it. Your hair looks great. You're not balding, are you?
No, no.
Well, Colin,
no,
do you want to
your face looks
no.
great.
Okay. All right.
We don't
and,
a
and you
bit.
Sound.
It's
and you, you're seeing the voices timeline.
Yeah, we can talk about it. You can be open about
don't,
it. Not if you don't.
First
want
of all,
to.
Dan, you're not allowed because you're age. You look like you're 23 and you got a full head of hair.
Are you talking to me?
And yeah, you look so young.
I'm a baseball mitt, man. My face?
Are you
kidding
me?
Get out of the sun, Dan.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Dan, you know you don't have to be in the sun your entire life, you wrinkled fool.
You got that you're like a Labrador puppy. All the fucking time.
I love lab. I'm more of a golden puppy. I just like puppies.
Sure.
Who doesn't like a good pup?
And Colin, you got that voice that's timeless.
Well,
it's
let's
me.
Tie this in.
I'm the old witch in the fucking.
I agree with that.
Yeah, I'm old witch.
The old. Pipe down, you crone.
Get out of here, you old witch. Now, Eric, you were saying you want to pump Colin's tires as the wedding troubadour.
Yes. Yeah.
We were just talking Madonna. This sure. might be
should,
a good you, opportunity. Do you have any Madonna in the catalog?
You should have been singing all over. You should have just been strolling around Drew's and mine's wedding just like singing if you wanted. Oh, God. It would have been so beautiful. That's your talent, man. That's like a... Like the rooster in the Robin Hood,
yeah.
the animated Robin Hood.
Who yeah. was that? Was that Burl Ives?
Roger Miller.
Yeah,
I believe,
oh, Roger Miller.
Was the rooster.
Roger Miller. And it wasn't Burl Ives.
It was Roger Miller.
Roger Miller.
Yeah. Great character.
Robin Hood and Little John.
Yeah.
That one.
There
yeah.
it is.
Yeah.
There's a long time ago. All right. Okay.
No, see, I'd like to pump my tires as the ultimate wedding troubadour as well.
Yeah.
Except yeah. that that's just not what I am. I'm not.
Ultimate wedding troubadour at gmail.com is the email.
I think
address.
It's still open.
Okay.
I haven't secured that one yet.
What do you consider
and
yourself?
Get it humble.
This area
hashtag humble.
Rush to get
hashtag
it.
Humble.
Hashtag humble.
I have, you know, yeah. I'm not a married man myself, but I've been
yes.
at a lot of weddings.
Yes.
Mostly yeah. to play music.
And we've spoken about that before. It was a long time ago in the inception of Groomzilla. It's one of the first mm-hmm. few episodes we ever had.
Mm-hmm.
You played
mm-hmm.
violin at some wedding?
Oh, yeah. But when I was a teenager, yeah, I was part of a string quartet.
Oh, yeah.
You perform at high-class weddings around Oregon.
Oh, my God. You were in a tuxedo with us?
Yes, actually. I did wear a tuxedo.
15 years old? Is that what you said?
Yeah, I had it because I performed in a symphony orchestra, so I needed a tuxedo for that.
You performed in a symphony orchestra?
Central Oregon Symphony. Yeah.
When you were 15?
You're incredible. I was a second stand, first violin.
You're incredible.
What?
This is the new segment. It's like a catch. Because calling McCormick right now is a fucking catch.
And we then, should have bachelors on and pump their tires.
Like a catch.
Yeah. Well, I took all that. I took my burgeoning musical career as a young man and just sort of chucked it.
Colin,
didn't do much with it.
We're trying to pump your tires over here.
See?
Pump them honestly.
Yeah. This is a new segment here at Groomzilla's called Batch.
Talking the call.
What'd you just say? Batch? I had something that rhymed with batch.
Batch of the
catch.
Call.
Catch of the batch. Batch catch. That's
batch
what
catch.
It is.
Well, what about batch catch? Oh, you want to make it? I was trying to make it specific about Colin.
Oh, he's the only
like,
one.
Talking up call.
So whether or not Colin's in the spacious Forever Dog Studios, we're always talking Colin, trying to get him a date.
Hey, how about this? I could do a call-in segment.
Yeah?
It would be a call-in, call-in
I
segment.
I think you made that call-in. Joke last time. I think that's two for two.
I've had that. That's been rattling around back in my mind my entire
every
life.
Every time.
I should have a call-in show.
Every time you get down on yourself and you say something negative about yourself, you have to call in.
Oh, my God. You're going to be – that phone's going to be ringing off the hook.
I know. And then we'll talk up call.
Yeah.
And then you
sounds good to me. I mean, maybe that's going to cure it.
What if we just stop answering the call-in calls? Then I'm going to start feeling bad.
And oh my God.
We can't just be a podcast.
Find me with the phone cord around my neck.
Oh, no.
Cutting off.
Oh, no.
Cutting off Colin. Cutting off Colin.
Oh, cutting Colin. That's the batch catch of the week. Something like that, maybe?
Batch catch of the week. Brought to you by Ace Body Spray. Ace Body Spray.
Ace Body Spray?
I think you mean Axe Isn't Body Spray.
What did I say? I know, but I can't say Axe.
That's true.
Then they'll sue us.
Not a sponsor?
Not anymore.
Definitely not. I've disparaged them. They've been on my ass ever since I was in middle school.
Really?
Just an axe.
Any more to that? Oh, okay.
Okay. Axe has been on his ass.
Hold for edit.
Axe has been on my ass. That's why I can't say. No, I just fucked up. I meant to say axe, but I forgot and I said ace. And I try to cover my ass by saying that I can't say axe. I have to say ace.
Okay. Let me ace you a question. Is this sidebar worth keeping in, or should Protege Sarche cut it out? We'll talk about it later.
I thought that was fun. I thought there was some fun wordplay in that. I think people might. There was like an ASMR segment almost.
Hey, everybody.
Like soothing. Yeah. Like if someone's listening to this while they're taking a bath.
Ooh. Now you're just spraying yourself with Ace Body Spray.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's getting
Colin, close. How many songs do you know? How many songs have you performed at weddings?
Give me a number. How many songs do you know?
God, I don't know how many I've performed at weddings. I probably know 1,000 songs.
Do you like being a human jukebox, Colin?
I can pull them out as sort of a rudimentary, like they're not good. I don't have a lot of songs like down.
You just know.
They're just rattling around in my brain.
You know music theory, and so you can just hear a song and do it.
Yeah, a lot of the time.
Yeah.
Not like a complicated song.
In this day and age, nobody wants to hear a whole song. They just want to hear snatches.
Give me the medleys. Give me the medleys.
Yeah.
Mm.
Give me the medleys, boy, heal my soul?
Give me the medleys to heal my soul.
I want to get lost in your casserole of different songs. Okay. Bake it. I'm baking. Let's bake that.
I think you got something there.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Casserole. Now that's a casserole of fun right there. Recipes up on Groomzilla's at Groomzilla's Pod.
Groomzilla's down. No, we can do that. That's a real thing. Let's do that. I love casseroles are easy.
Yeah,
great for weddings. Great for weddings and funerals.
I don't know if it's great for a wedding. It's fine at a funeral. Tuna casserole? What kind of cast you talking?
If people don't see food at a wedding and they're hungry, and then you bring casserole, like a bunch of casseroles out, they're gonna they're gonna pick at
casseroles.
Yeah,
Colin. Maybe
I'd be
thoughts.
Happy with that.
Yeah,
you know, I think. It would be a little bit surprising, I think, if several casseroles got brought out.
But that's the story of the wedding.
But I wouldn't be against it. I like a good casserole.
Well, then make a medley is just a casserole of tunes.
Okay. Yes, the medley is the casserole of music.
Yeah.
Okay, so you performed in your quartet. You're wearing a tuxedo. Did you rent the tuxedo?
No, I owned the tuxedo.
Jesus. This is great.
Oh, you gotta buy.
Yeah.
When you're 15?
It's his job.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, but it's his
you were
job.
In an orchestra. Yeah.
I needed what is he gonna... it on a regular basis. I couldn't
every weekend, probably.
Well, no.
How often did you perform with the orchestra?
I think we had...
Spring concert, fall concert kind of thing?
Yeah, probably 2 to 4 concerts per year. But then at least 2 times on each concert... We would sell out like a 2,000, well, it was free.
Yeah. But people were there.
Fill up a 2,000 seat auditorium.
Twice?
Which is pretty impressive. On consecutive nights.
How big of an orchestra?
This is an old one.
It was like an 80-piece symphony orchestra. It was full.
All ages?
Size. Yeah. And it was a community thing, so it wasn't super professional. It was pretty bad.
That's actually. Cute.
Pretty bad.
Well, compared to like the LA Phil,
sure,
something along
sure.
those lines. But for the Central Oregon community, they loved it.
Yeah. So
turned
it's all ages.
Droves. Turned out in droves.
Turned out in droves. Drove out in droves.
Yeah. I was impressed.
Huh. So you auditioned for something like that?
Yeah. I mean, they were pretty, they'd let just about anybody in there. You know, not a lot of, you don't exactly have a big bassoon selection to choose from.
Well, I hear that's a
refreshing because most classical music is very cutthroat.
Exactly.
And so that's refreshing to have like just a chill. We're just here to, you know.
Yeah. You know, you go to
it's all
an
the
area
towns
where
people.
Nobody lives.
They let the young boy in. They let the young boy call.
I've got a tuxedo. I'm ready to go.
You dress for the job you want.
Why does he wear a tuxedo?
No one else was wearing a tuxedo.
Down in Bahamas and flip flops. Colin shows up in a tux.
They let the boy in. How many other boys were in the orchestra?
My brother was in the orchestra with
me.
Wow. He was an even younger boy.
A family affair. What was he playing? Guitar?
He was also playing violin.
Oh, violin.
Guitar in a symphony orchestra, usually.
Not guitar?
Maybe in Mr. Holland's opus.
Oh, well, that's Richard Dreyfuss. So who knows what he's going to do.
Movie, I hated that movie. I saw it on a plane.
Yeah.
Hated it.
It was really
but that's
bad.
I don't want to. We're
not going to do
I
that.
I want to hear more.
Yeah.
There was a young girl in the orchestra. She was my friend. Erin.
Star-crossed? Just friends. Okay. Did she play the...
I was kind of in love with her.
There you go. There it is.
Uh-oh.
If you're
the
listening,
boys
sorry.
On the prowl.
Why are you sorry? You just because you had a crush? That's nothing wrong with that?
Yeah, no, I don't think I didn't... you know, press the issue or anything.
Yeah. You were just over there in your tux. Like,
yeah. I thought I looked good.
You're the bat, catch of the batch. What the hell was it?
Batch catch.
I want to see. Catch the batch.
Batch catch. Catch the batch.
Catch the batch. Toss a hook out there and land one.
I really want to see some pictures of this era. Are there pictures of this era?
I'm sure there are some. I don't have any personally, but I could check with my mom.
Can Christine,
I know an Instagram. I know an Instagram that would love some pictures.
So do I.
Of this era.
So do I.
There's bound to be some out there.
If you're looking for a fun follow on Instagram, I can't recommend @LOL Colin's face. That's @LOL Colin's face. It's just a lot of pictures of our guest Colin's face.
It's exactly
Colin's
what
face.
It sounds like.
Yeah.
And it's really funny. It's really funny. Deeply funny.
I want to say that other than being the subject of the Instagram account, I have nothing to do with that Instagram account.
It's true. Colin is only featured in it. He never provides pictures for the account.
No. And I think that's readily apparent on...
Yeah.
They're it's not pictures I would like to have out there.
They're not bad pictures, but yeah.
Some of them are.
It's a blast of Colin's face.
Some of them are really good, I think. I was like... I think some of them are really good pictures.
Right.
And I think that as long as you feel okay, I mean, do you feel like it's bullying at all? Or do you think that it's fun?
I feel like it's a little bit of bullying. I'm letting the bullying go.
It's probably started at like 40% bullying, maybe even 50% bullying. But now as it continues, it's clearly.
I think it started off like 70% bullying.
It was almost completely bullying to begin with. But now, because it's still going, it's clear that its operator, who I will not name who runs
it. Yeah, let's save
a collective of of artists and designers.
Yep. Yeah.
Right.
It's kind of like Banksy. You're not going to pin down who is running it, but I think it's
a syndicate. It's a syndicate.
And every once in a while, if you catch the angle just right,
yeah,
then my face looks kind of good.
Right, but mostly it's LOL.
Yeah, it's bad.
It's LOL Colin's face.
It could be LOL and good. I think that your face is a great face. I like looking at your face.
He's got a great mug, this Colin McCormick. Mm-hmm. Why do you think
he's perfect for radio?
Why do you think he's this week's batch catch of the week?
Batch catch!
No, but catch a batch! As I was saying, I think that the fact that it still continues to this day is proof of your character, and now it's coming from a place of love.
Okay, well, I'm glad I could work through the bullying to get to that point.
Well, I don't know if you've worked
let
through
that
it.
Let that be an inspirational story to all the bullied kids out there.
Well, again,
just
I don't
work
know.
Through, just embrace your abusers.
No,
that's not what I'm saying.
If you want us to kill it, we will kill it right now.
Oh no!
Actually, no. It's a syndicate. It can't be killed. It's a leaderless sort of account.
I'll find them, no matter where they go.
I always kind of liked it.
There it is.
You do.
Yeah, he likes the attention.
Do you really though?
I like attention.
Sure.
Who doesn't? I love it.
It pulls both ways with me.
Are you tagged in every LOL? You are tagged in every LOL.
I don't think so.
I don't think you're tagged in any.
It's not a very well-run account.
Yeah, don't remind anybody to do that.
That's at LOL Colin's face. Every 6 weeks or so, you'll get a bunch of Colin pictures. Mm-hmm.
And that's Colin with one L. A lot of people like to spell it with two. They're wrong.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're incorrect.
I've made that mistake before, and I think about it every single time I check with Colin.
You went on the list when you first did that. And
Wait, should we get past this? Let's talk it through. Let's move past it.
There's no real
list. I feel like a dick, but I mean, I have, yeah. I mean, names, because I've always lived with a name that's not my real name, so I don't really care about names.
You've always lived with that name.
Yeah. For a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. My dad.
Is that too much?
No. I can never say your name. I know. Harai. There it is.
Harai?
That's really good, Colin.
Yes.
Colin's really good.
Why is mine not?
Because you try it again.
Harai?
That was good. Yeah. You got to just put the R at the end. Yeah.
Well, you heard mine.
Harai. Again, I've said this before. Harai. I couldn't say my R's as a child. And sometimes when I listen back to this podcast, I hear that I still can't really say my R's.
Did you get the old WR?
Yeah, I talk like a little baby.
Like Willie, this is Willie Fun.
Yep, that was Danny.
Womzillas.
I think you should go back fully to that.
Yeah. That wouldn't be irritating to people.
What's up, Danny? Hey, Danny.
Welcome back to Womzillas.
I'm Danny.
Let's do a song. Let's do one of the songs that you came in here with a song that you want to play.
Yeah, I thought of a song that was kind of about weddings. It's not a song that you would choose to have at your wedding because it's kind of about a woman who married the wrong man.
Oh no. Okay.
Is it the original song?
No.
This is an original Colin McCormick. What's the song called and who's it by?
It's a song called Kath, and it's by Death Cab for Cutie, which I don't know. I feel like that's probably not a cool band to talk about anymore.
Why are you so insecure about the Death Cab? Because
I felt like I got old, and now I don't know what's cool, and all I do is remember things from my youth.
Well, you're aging, but don't worry about We're all aging. They're a big band.
There's tons of people that love them, and there's tons of people who are like, whatever about them. There's people that don't like them, but whatever.
Some people are going to be happy about this. Some people aren't. All I can do is apologize.
I disagree with that.
Stop apologizing.
I think that when you put your spin on any fucking song, you make it beautiful. You make it timeless. You make it yours.
I agree. And don't apologize because it's just music.
Talking up, Cole.
Yeah. This is this week's Batch Catch of the Week in Spacious Forever Dog Studios performing Kath by Death Cab for Cutie.
Thank you. us with a well-intentioned man. But she can't relax with his hand on the small of her back. As the flash bulbs burst, she holds a smile like someone would hold a crying child. Soon everybody will ask, what became of you? When your heart was dying fast and you didn't know what to do, that you lived someone else's dreams in a hand-me-down wedding dress with the things that could have been all repressed. But you said your vows and you closed the door on so many men who could have loved you more. Soon everybody will ask, what became of you? When your heart was dying fast and you didn't know what to do, and whispers that it won't last roll up and down the pews. But if their hearts were dying that fast, they'd have done the same as you. I'd have done the same as you.
Kath, Death Cab. Wow. Colin McCormick in the spacious Forever Dog Studios.
I'd like everyone to know that I started that applause. There was a little bit of a lull there. I just wanted to fill it.
I'm sorry, I wasn't the one to initiate that. I was too focused on saying the song credit. But yes, that was
Kath by Death Cab. Well, that's a mouthful to say. Kath by Death Cab for Cutie.
Yeah, it's a tongue twist, isn't it?
But Colin, that was incredible. I got fucking lost in that shit, man. Wow. I really got lost in it, man. That's a really good song.
I was listening to the lyrics. I'm not really that familiar with the song, but I was listening to the lyrics and it was tragic what was happening to Kath.
Right. Sorry to bring down the conversation to some sad levels.
Beautiful.
Maybe we could
beautiful.
Slap a little reverb on there, make it sound.
Oh, you want a little reverb?
Yeah.
Okay.
I couldn't stop. I couldn't stop laughing halfway through. It was like, what if we were both just like, all right, that's enough. Just halfway, right when you were getting really into it, like the first time in the chorus, it's so fucking good. It's like, all right, okay.
Just clapping.
Okay, Groomzilla's back in the house.
Back in Groomzilla. Yeah. What else, Colin?
That was beautiful.
This doesn't go. This is not what our podcast is about. Yeah. We made a mistake inviting you here.
We've never done music. I can see why. Yeah. Let me just stop you right now.
we just lost all of our listeners.
I can see they're tuning out.
I love that song for a wedding, too, to just like play before, because it's like it's romantic, but it's like it's heavy, definitely. Mm. But it's still kind of like sweet, like bittersweetly romantic.
Okay.
It's real. Yeah. It's real. It's a part of like a relationship.
I don't think I slated in at your actual wedding.
Yeah. The ceremony part.
Yeah. I think people have to be more honest about that.
It's talking about the marriage not lasting at the wedding.
What if you're that well-intentioned man who's marrying Kath? That can't feel very good.
I mean,
you don't want to paint.
But it's not you. That's their story. That's Kath. You're getting married on that day. You're listening to the song, and you're like, "That's not going to be us. We're better than that."
Okay.
Okay.
That I could see.
Sure. Yeah. You're just pulling marriage genre from the music. Not necessary. Yeah.
Here's an example of what not to be.
It's a good contrast if you play the sad songs before, like when people are just getting drinks during cocktails. You know, maybe you don't even do the lyrics. You just do the like, you just do the just play instrumental. And then it's like, oh, man, it's kind of like sweet and sad. And then you fucking cram that real fucking good shit during the ceremony. You know, like the real the real bangers, the real joyful.
Yeah.
Sweet, the Beatles, all that fuck, just cram it down their face. They won't know what to do because the emotional, because the emotional arc, you took them on a ride.
Yeah.
You took them on a ride.
Yeah. Now, Colin is the ultimate wedding troubadour at gmail.com. Yeah.
Hire this guy.
Hire this guy. Hire this did my wedding. You played, did you play as people were taking their seats?
Yes.
What did you play there?
I played a few random selections. I played a song by Phoenix. I played a song by, what did I play?
Did you play Tom Petty?
No.
I don't think there was any Tom Petty. It was perfect.
It was Beach Boys?
Whatever it was, it was perfect. No, I don't think there was any Beach Boys. It was just,
It was Colin music.
I played a song by Ryan Adams, noted harasser. No. Ryan Adams.
Ooh, canceled.
Oh, no.
Well, we're going to get that redacted and canceled.
Allegations.
Yeah. Okay. So,
Colin, can I hear a little bit of the Phoenix or no?
You can't. I mean, sure.
Let's get a taste.
You want a taste? This is the song.
Taste.
I played a song by Phoenix that went like this. So it's called One Time Too Many. Shut it down. Sister, slow down your 10. I'm gonna miss you a lot. There goes he's cutting it off.
Sorry.
He's cutting it
off. I'm sorry. We said we wanted a taste, and that's all we're gonna have time for.
That wasn't the greatest taste.
That tasted good. It's just we're getting the sampler platter here.
Yeah, it's the medley.
Sampler platter.
It had a little bit of a groove. It was a little more.
So I want something. Now this is something I always to play.
What? I'm sorry.
He's a human jukebox, so I was going to keep that going. What do you have to say, Eric?
I was going to say he's more of a vocal chameleon.
Because
in the Death Cab song, you sound a lot like the Death Cab guy, and then you sounded a lot like the Phoenix guy too.
Yeah. Well, if we could jump back to the British accents, Colin, and I think maybe you'll know where I'm going with this. What's the Story? Morning Glory is a big album in my childhood. Oasis, of course.
Yes. And I think even on this podcast, I believe we've spoken
at length about The Wonderwall.
Dan sings the hits of Oasis, our planned cover album.
Which is still forthcoming, has been for years. I'm not going to get in your way right now. I'd like to hear your vocal interpretation of...
Oh, you don't want...
No.
You want me
Why don't you jump in? I want to hear...
You want some Wonderwall?
Yeah.
Is that what you want to hear?
Yeah. Beats 2 Radio, listening live. It's Danny and Call. Wonderwall.
Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. I thought Dan was gonna sing.
By now, you should have somehow realized what you're not to do.
There it is.
I don't believe it. Feels the way I do about you now. I don't know all these lyrics. By now, you should have seen the street that the fire in your lies is out. I know
you've heard it all before, but you never really had a doubt. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now.
This is the Wonderwall part.
And all the roads we have to walk are winding.
Too much accent?
And all the roads we have to something are quite grinding. There are many things
I thought you said you knew the song.
I'd like to hear from you, but I don't know how.
I said maybe.
Yeah.
I said maybe. You're gonna be the one that saves me. And after all, you're might be the waters on the street and the pirate.
Is that the wrong lyric?
Today is gonna be the day that they'll never throw it back to you. I'm sure you've heard it all before, but
I didn't see that.
All right, we got to bring that one too. That was, I think, a champagne supernova opened up here.
In the hell, I'm supernovaing over here with that. Whoopsie.
Whoopsie daisy. Is this champagne? What is this?
That is champagne.
Oh, yeah. Now, this one you will have to take the lead on.
Is this Pink Floyd?
How many special people change? How many lives you live strain? Where were you while we were getting high?
Hello?
I don't know what's happening right now. I feel like
I'm doing, you guys are singing the song and I'm adding like a little like a fun like dialogue like they do in like Weezer.
It's a scene,
and shit.
Like it's a scene from a okay. Are you gonna skip?
And someday you will find me caught beneath the landslide in a champagne supernova in the sky.
I've been thinking about you.
And someday you will find me
caught beneath
the landslide.
Wouldn't that be fun?
In a champagne supernova, a champagne supernova.
Let's get married,
in
baby.
The sky.
Fourth coming out. My God. I feel like mouth guitar? Sorry.
Mouth guitar.
I feel like what's happening here is like,
you got lost in the jam and you went mouth guitar.
Well, he was feeling it.
Wasn't that close to the actual lead that they do?
It was.
Yeah. Listen.
It was really impressive.
Well, Colin brings it out of me. I can't tell you. Ultimate Troubadour@gmail.com. Did that feel like we were drunk in a basement and it was like 2:30 a.m.?
Yes. It's my favorite thing.
And like someone was about to come downstairs and like, hey guys, it's almost 3.
Oh my God.
So
Colin's my favorite face to see at a party when I'm like drunk and I just want to sing and I just make him and we just make him play the songs that we kind of know on guitar.
Uh-huh.
And you just fucking like, oh, human jukebox, fucking dance for me.
Yeah, you have to be drunk dance enough for to me, tolerate human jukebox. My presence.
People, that's not what these sing.
No,
come on, Carl.
I said you're my favorite face to see at a party.
This week's batch catch of the week.
Tearing himself down. Are we like a...
That's the whole point of Batch Catch, right? You're keeping me from tearing myself down.
We got to build you up.
Batch.
Catch him. Eric, do you have a request for the human jukebox? Because I got another one. I can keep this going all day.
I want to hear like...
He's going to stump me immediately.
No, I'm not going to.
Don't throw him a curve. Give him a softball.
Are you mad at me? I'm not mad. Okay.
I'm mad, but it has nothing to do with this podcast. Has nothing to do with what we're talking about.
He's just angry.
He's harboring unrelated.
Dangry.
Oh, I'm simmering. Dangry. I'm always simmering. Keep me on low.
Let's get him a Snickers.
He's not himself. He looks like Betty White right now.
You got one, Eric? What do you got?
What would you play for like ceremony walking down the aisle? Do you know any Tom Petty?
I mean, I could fake some Tom Petty. I don't know like the actual, you know, like.
She's a good girl.
It's almost there. I hear it. Okay. She's what about
Human Jukebox Strikes?
Oh yeah, there it is. There it is.
Loves Jesus and America too. She's a something.
Crazy about Elvis.
Yeah, you'd have to give me some prep time.
That's one for one.
If I had to do it over again, that's what I would walk down the aisle to.
Free Falling?
Yeah.
It's about the valley, isn't it?
Was that American Girl or that was Free Falling? Oh.
West of Reseda. I think that's the song that's about the valley.
Every Tom Petty song. Is that White Stripes?
That was just a G chord.
I thought it was Hotel Yorba. Do you know Hotel Yorba?
Yeah, Hotel Yorba is a great song.
How does it go? I know that song.
Let's Get Married. That's a marriage song. In a hotel with the priest.
It's been, a really long time.
Well, it's 1, 2, 3, seven, at the Hotel Yorba, I'll bounce, see you later.
Yeah, there it is.
I just want to play Champagne Supernova.
Probably the same thing.
It's okay. Again, I'm okay with that.
I could do these songs. You just have to give me some prep time.
We don't have
time for that.
Oh. So that's what you got to do. You could just design a whole ceremony, custom design a whole ceremony with a couple, and then learn any song that they want because they're a human jukebox. And you could just rock their wedding, dominate throughout the entire wedding playing your songs.
Yeah, I suppose that is
Human Jukebox, if I could. This is the ultimate troubadour wedding. Ultimateweddingtroubadour @gmail.com. Yeah. I got one for you right now. This is something that really cemented me and Colin's friendship in the early days in El Segundo, California.
I think I know where this is going.
We were at the Purple Orchid, a tiki bar in El Segundo, California, and we started singing
this
song.
Is it Hotel California?
It's not.
Oh, I love that song.
I don't even know the name of this song. I just know it. You just start playing the song.
It's Semi Charmed Life by Third Eye Blind.
That's the one.
It's a fucking song right here.
I'm packed and I'm holding, I'm smiling, she living, she golden, she lives for me, says she lives for me ovation, her own motivation, she comes round and she goes down on me, and I'll make you smile, it's like a drug for you, do whatever what you want to do, coming over you, keep on smiling what we go through, the world stops to the rhythm that divides you, and I speak to you like the chorus to the verse, chopping up the line like Dakota with the curse, coming like a freak show takes the stage, we give in the games they play, she say, I want something else to get me through this. Semi-charmed kind of life. Baby, I want something else. I'm not listening when you say goodbye. The sky was gold, it was rose. I was taking sips of it through my nose, and I wish I could get back there, someplace back there, smiling in the pictures you would take. Doing crystal meth will lift you up until you break. It won't stop, I won't come down. I keep stuck with the tick-tock rhythm. A bump for the drop, and then I bumped up. I took the hit that I was given, and I bumped again, then I bumped again, and said, how do I get back there to the place where I fell asleep inside you? How do I get myself back to the place where you said, I want something else to get me through this semi-charmed kind of life. Baby, I want something else. I'm not listening when you say goodbye. I believe in the sand beneath my toes. The beach gives a feeling, an earthly feeling. I believe in the faith that grows. And the four chords can make me cry. When I'm with you, I feel like I could die. And that would be alright.
were alright. And when the plane came in, she said she was crashing. The velvet it rips in the city, we tripped on the urge to feel alive. Now I'm struggling to survive those days you were wearing that velvet dress. You're the priestess, I must confess. Those little red panties, they passed the test. Sets up around the belly, face down on the mattress one. And you hold me, and we are broken. But still there's something I want to do, just a little now. Feel myself hanging off the ground. I'm scared I'm not coming down. No, no. And I won't run for my life. She's got a jaws now locked down in a smile, but nothing is alright. Alright. And I want something else to get me through this life, baby. I want something else. Not listening when you say goodbye. Goodbye. Get back there, someplace back there, in the place we used to start. I want something else.
Yeah. Wow.
Wow. Wow.
I still know the entire song.
Wow. Sing it. Fucking burn it down, Axeman.
I mean, do you see why we're still friends?
Ace the Axeman. That's his name.
I serenade Dan
name.
With that song before bed every night.
I'm well, calling you
not
Ace.
So much anymore,
I'm calling you Ace every single time I see your face from now on. What's up, Ace? Ace the Axeman.
I'll take Ace. That's not a bad. That's not a bad nickname to have.
That's pretty good.
It's my buddy Ace.
I had no idea that song was about crystal meth.
Oh yeah. It captures the sort of euphoric feeling of crystal meth at the same time as things sort of spiraling out of control.
Yeah. And how long?
Oh, yeah.
How long
that's meth.
Yeah. How long have you been smoking crystal meth, Colin?
Oh, God. Decades now. Mm-hmm. Two?
Have you smoked that? Have you never done that? You would die immediately if you didn't.
You are a fragile bird.
I have.
Your nickname is the Birdman. You have, Eric.
I've smoked meth.
And?
It's crazy, man.
Oh, but man. It is. That got a lot more real than I was expecting. Man. I thought it was going to be
it's
like
meth, dude.
Recommended.
No.
Oh, wait.
I don't think anyone recommended
that. How can we tie in meth to a Madonna song so we can have a new segment?
Madge on meth?
How does Cherish go?
I don't know Madge's catalog that well.
Yeah. Meth is the drug. Yeah, there it is. There it is.
Human jukebox strikes
the again. Drug, cherish the meth.
I was thinking more like meth is the drug. I lost 2 years on. No, that's ooh. Not. It didn't well, work.
Okay. We can work with that. I'll write a meth-themed Madonna parody for next time.
Wow.
Yeah.
Tall order, but I think you can pull it off.
Drew and I have been watching a lot of American Idol, and my favorite singer, Semi-Giant, while you were singing, I was like, this would be a great song for him. He would crush it. So Alejandro, if you're listening, you should do it.
Who the fuck is Alejandro?
He's an American Idol contestant, it sounds like.
He's amazing. He's amazing. He's really good.
Eric, he would
crush Semi-Giant. And you should go on American Idol.
I was just going to ask, Colin, have you ever thought about...
I have thought about, not in a serious way.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
But Colin, I thought it would be funny. You have a great story.
I don't have the sort of the power, the soul and the power needed to be...
Maybe America's
bullshit.
Got Talent?
Bullshit. Bullshit, buddy.
My plan when I went in there, no. I was going to sing a little number that I came up with myself that I call I Want to Give It Up to the Lord.
Oh, my God. Hang on. Can we get an original Colin McCormick, the ultimate wedding troubadour @gmail.com? This is Give It Up to the Lord. in the Forever Dog studio. The space is Forever Dog.
All right, I have to really summon my soul here.
He's ramping up the divinity.
Here we go.
You should go on American Idol, man.
I
want
to give it up to the Lord. I said I want to give it up to the Lord.
Sing it, Colin.
Oh, no.
I want to give it up to the Lord.
What do you want to do?
Yeah.
Amen.
And then when Ryan Seacrest interviews me, I would be like, well, first and foremost, I want to give it up to the Lord.
Oh, no.
Come on. You got to play it serious, but you got to, I think you... If you get the proper coaching, I think you could win American Idol. I think your voice is so clean. It's so pure.
Right. You know these 40-year-old men who are winning American
what
Idol.
What is with you tearing exactly. yourself down?
Exactly.
Every single opportunity, he's taken it to just
rip
himself down.
You know what, though? I won't let him. Because everything he thinks is a negative, I think is a positive. You walk in there, and you're a little silver fox cub. and you sing with that angelic voice.
Yeah,
I know. Lionel's going to be on board right away. Lionel Richie,
he's going to be on board judges? Now.
Oh yeah, oh, you have no idea what you're fucking talking about, Colin. And you're negging yourself
anymore. Is it? Is it a whole new
show? No, it's ABC. Wow. It's Disney now, kid. They need you, Fox. You're not a Fox boy, but Disney's going to lap you up.
Yeah,
I thought I was a silver fox.
Colin. No. I mean, Eric, you say with the right coaching. I'm looking in your direction. Maybe with the right tutelage.
I see it 100% right now.
See, what you could give me that I'm lacking, I think, is the attitude. I need that attitude.
Swagger coach?
I will be up your ass and around the corner 24/7, and we will win this thing.
Does not sound appealing.
We will win this thing. Are you kidding me? And I'll be so cool. I'll be so chill.
All right.
I'll let you live your life.
All right, I'm in.
And you do whatever you
want. All right, you heard it here first. This week's Batch Catch of the Week is headed to Hollywood.
You're going to Hollywood.
You're going to Hollywood.
You're going to Hollywood.
Now, hold on. I just to pump your tires even more, and I know you didn't prepare this song, but you are the ultimate wedding troubadour at gmail.com.
Uh-oh.
And this is somewhat, this is like a sidestep. You did a birthday song for a friend of ours one time. An original Colin McCormick.
I did. I did that, I believe.
It was a while
15
ago.
15 years ago.
It was not that long ago.
Wow.
Okay.
I haven't been out here for 15 years. Yeah.
Who was this for? Whose birthday was it?
It was our friend Celeste.
It was for Celeste Kaleri.
Okay. Yeah.
But I did it to impress Susie Conley.
There it is.
I'm sorry. You trailed off there, kid. Didn't catch you there.
He did it to impress my sister-in-law.
I mean, I did it for, I wasn't trying to impress the birthday girl so much.
Well, you were trying to impress somebody else.
You're always trying to impress somebody,
well,
aren't you, Colin?
Yeah.
Can you give us a taste? Because I remember hearing this. Now, this is a medley. This is a casserole of a birthday song.
Right. And a lot of what was in there existed previously. The first part of it, which was birthday. What key is it in? Birthday in the swamp. I've been living in the swamp so long, I don't know anyone at all. That's how it goes, birthday in the swamp. I used to have fancy shoes, a brand new coat and hat, but all of that was before I had the swamp. Birthday in the swamp is not a happy time. No birthday cake, no cards, no jamboree. But once you spend all of your days down in the swamp, oh, you'll see that the swamp is all you need. Birthday in the swamp. I've been living in the swamp so long, I don't know anyone at all. Birthday in the swamp. I used to have fancy shoes, a brand new coat and hat, but all of that was before I had the swamp. Birthday in the swamp. A birthday in the swamp. A birthday in the swamp. I said birthday in the swamp. Whoa.
Yeah. That's
wow.
And then, yeah.
And then maybe make it music. Because that's a song for, that's like a kid's song.
Yeah.
That's gonna,
this is gonna be,
that is such a good song.
Day.
Yeah.
This is gonna, how does it go? This is gonna
special
be
family.
Your special family. This is gonna be your shining day. This is gonna be your special family. That was a weird thing that came from Matt Cleary.
It's a weird interlude in the casserole.
You know what I was picturing the whole time was this like alligator who kept on thinking that all the other swamp animals were gonna throw it a surprise birthday party.
Uh-huh.
And then at the end they make them seem like they weren't gonna throw a birthday party, but then they do throw them a birthday party.
Wow, you were thinking all that?
Yeah.
A whole storyline.
Yeah. Well, you have a raffy quality to some of your original stuff. What's the Florida Marlin part of that?
There's the birthday medley. Well, we skipped Feliz Cumpleaños.
That's just
Charlie Huff. Oh wait.
Feliz Cumpleaños, mi amor.
Oh my god.
Okay.
Feliz Cumpleaños, mi amor. Feliz Cumpleaños. Tus miedos son muertos. Mi amor, mi amor.
Wow.
It's the fourth part of the medley. It's the last part of your casserole. Coming in from the ultimate wedding troubadour at gmail.com.
Supposed to be piano.
Getting a little Sandler-y here.
Happy birthday, darling.
Oh, wow.
From the Florida Marlins. Happy birthday to you.
Hi, I'm Jeff Cronine, and I play left field, and I just want to say happy birthday, darling.
Happy birthday, darling.
Hi, I'm catcher Charles Johnson, number 26.
George Carlin.
Happy birthday, darling.
Happy birthday to you. The Florida-based Major League Baseball franchise. And one of stand-up comedy's most notorious wise guys. They're the only ones who really love you best. So happy birthday from them, to hell with all the rest. So happy birthday from them, to hell with all the rest.
That's ultimate wedding troubadour at gmail.com. This is the birthday version of that, but he can do
I could
the,
probably weddingize.
You could weddingize that.
Weddingify.
You could weaponize that for weddings.
That's one of those tunes I feel like you could plug in. Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah.
You ever notice how people going faster than you in traffic are crazy, but people are going slower than you are assholes? George Carlin.
Hello. That's a great joke. Did you write that?
I don't think you can say those words on TV.
George Carlin. Hey, there's another George Carlin. All right. Ultimate Wedding Troubadour at gmail.com. Eric, you alluded. How much time we got left? How long we got? Oh, God. Oh, God. We've been singing a lot.
Let's cut most of this out.
No, I refuse. I think this is a great app.
You alluded
it's got a little
to,
bit of something for everyone. What is it, Dan? What did
well,
I
Well, you were
to?
Talking about how Colin has some child entertainer qualities.
Yeah.
This isn't a full song. The Pelican song.
Right. I don't even have a guitar part for that. But okay. I was going to, when I was thinking of writing a Raffy style children's record,
yeah.
I had a song about
wacky,
me and
I'll,
my
I'll
uncle
was a wacky Raffy.
Pelicans.
Hold on. I'll pitch you as a wacky Raffy. Raffy?
Yeah.
That's what we're talking
Baby
about,
Beluga?
Raffy. Yeah. Wait, was
if
you
I
and your uncle
out-
were counting pelicans?
Right. And it would have a part like, Monday we saw 15 pelicans. Tuesday we saw 26 pelicans.
You and your uncle counting pelicans.
Kids like stuff like that, right?
Definitely. I mean, I like that.
Did you say so counting, but what if I like counting pelicans and you do a Counting Crows song?
Oh, okay.
You got Mr. Jones in that catalog?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Down at the New Dan was ready with that. He liked it. I love the Counting Crows. Yeah. This reminds me of Melrose Place and going to that one store.
Down at the New Amsterdam. Standing in a yellow-haired girl, Melissa Jones, starts up a conversation with a black hair. Flamenco, and she dances on his mother plays guitar. She's suddenly beautiful. Well, we all want something beautiful. Man, I wish I was beautiful. So come dance in silence, dance through the morning.
All right, I gotta cut this off.
Dan got lost in it again, dude.
No, we're just running long. We're almost up to 5 pelicans here.
We're 6 pelicans.
Mr. Long. You're right.
Jones and me.
Maybe it's best that we didn't.
Run a man, a man, a man.
What? Oh, I mean.
Hello, Mr. Jones and me.
Who's Counting Crows guy married to for a long time?
That's Counting Kurtz. I was just doing Counting Kurtz.
I don't get it.
It's Mr. Jones and me drinking penny royalty. It's Counting Kurtz. Kurt Cobain's.
I don't.
That's
okay.
A stretch.
Okay.
Save Counting Kurtz.
Save it for first impressions.
You're not going to give me that. That was really good, I thought.
You know, wow.
No. Don't double down on Counting Kurtz.
Wow. Colin hates Counting Kurtz.
I've become very judgmental all of a sudden.
Wow. All right. Back to the drawing board for me, I guess.
You just got taken to the woodshed by our batch catch of the week.
Watch out, he's got teeth.
All right, ladies. Just to wrap this thing up into a nice little bow, that's at LOL Colin's face on Instagram.
Not my account. Just featuring my
batch,
face.
Catch the week, catch a batch on Groomzilla's Colin McCormick. We're going to put his phone number up.
We're going to put his phone down. Number and his home address for you to find him. Colin, you're looking for a bride and you're looking to get married by the end of the year, right? Something like that?
That's the deadline I gave myself.
Viking funeral for Colin.
Yeah. Otherwise, just ship me out to sea and fire a flaming arrow
into
my
batch.
Torso.
We're shooting him to sea. Catch him before he's gone.
And another batch down the hatch.
Oh, this batch has gone
down the
this
hatch.
Batch has gone bad.
Oh, the bad batch.
That's a bad batch. This week's bad batch.
Bad batch.
Oh, no.
That's the segment.
You teetered
it's bad
into
batch.
Bad batch. Well, that's all right. We had some fun. That's
Colin, thanks a lot for doing this.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having
beautiful
me.
Beautiful voice. Beautiful stuff, man.
It's been fun.
Let me know. If you want
to regular listeners who...
Who what, Colin?
Who expected someone better than me.
What's going on, Colin?
Just, you know, once the batch
Colin,
turned bad.
Okay, now you're...
That's true. The batch didn't
save
turn
it for
bad.
Save it for Idol. Save it for the first couple of Idol.
I'll save it for Ryan Seacrest.
All right. That's Colin McCormick. Thanks again, bud.
Thanks, bye. Colin.
You're welcome.
Okay, then now that was the ultimate wedding troubadour.
Wow.
At gmail.com.
We came in. What I like about what we did this week is that we came in hot with the batch catch of the week.
Yeah.
Because that's what you have to do.
Yeah.
And Colin is such a catch, and he's a hot catch.
Yeah. Smart
and
guy.
And he's got a
beautiful
smart guy.
Voice.
Yeah.
Friendly demeanor.
We didn't let him talk enough because. You know, we had to talk.
We
a
made
lot.
We made him sing.
But he's a great talker. He's very, very smart.
Mm-hmm.
Kind
of down on himself a little bit, which I think we were helping him out.
But that's what I'm here for. That's what you're there for.
Well, yeah, and plus we got to get him on American Idol, so you got to start coaching him for that. I mean, really, you want to get on the ground floor with this guy because he's pushing 40. Yeah. He's about to strike it big on American Idol. And now is the time to snatch that batch catch of the week.
There's going
to
be a Colin boom happening.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a sonic boom, and it's going to be heard around the world, and it's going to be simply Colin.
Buy your stock in Colin now.
Now.
Eric,
and thanks for listening.
Hey, Eric, thanks for doing the show.
By the way.
Hey, yeah, of course, Whitehead, thanks for listening. Eric, thanks for doing the show.
Dan, thank you for doing the show.
Protégé Sarchet. Oh, we didn't even talk about Disneyland.
I don't think we have time. We gotta go. We gotta go. But we'll keep it on. We'll hear about Disneyland.
Okay, we'll come. We'll circle back.
We'll circle back.
That's not a time sensitive discussion. Thank you for listening, Wetheads. This is Groomzillas. Find us on at Groomzillas Pod on Instagram, at Groomzillas at twitter.com. That's Eric. I'm Dan.
Hi.
I love you. Bye.
Thank you. I love you, Dan. Bye.
I love you, Eric. Bye.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. Engineered and mastered by Alex Sarche. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram at Forever Dog Team and liking our page on Facebook.